You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor's going to distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Who's gonna be making me some tacos? This is the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
dun 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 dun. What's going on, everybody? You are watching and listening to the Growing Up Hip Hop Atlanta After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV Network. I'm one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. Now it's just sitting here right across from me is Byron K.
What up, y'all? Byron K. We are here.
We are here. Miss Conversation Peace is out tonight. You know she had to make her money.
You better be watching, though.
You better be watching Conversation Peace.
Jump in these comments.
We ain't playing with you.
Not at all.
We will see her next week, but we will still put on a wonderful show for you guys tonight or in the daytime, wherever you're watching and listening to us. So before we get into tonight's episode, let's go over what we will be talking about. So Brandon's lies are exposed. Bow Wow has warning signs with Corey, and Deb tells Brat what she wants to hear. Plus, we have our special segment, our Glowing Up Fashion, our fan shout outs, and so much more. So before we get into season 3, episode 7, it's getting hot in her. What are your overall thoughts, Byron?
I like how everybody's storyline is really starting to get real thick and heavy right now. It's like the Deb and the Brandon thing, that's really hitting like a high point right now. So we're like, okay, now we're on the edge of our seats. Like, what's going to happen next? The same thing with Bow Wow and Corey, even though we kind of see what direction it's headed in, but it looks volatile already. And we're kind of just strapped into the seat just on this wild ride that they're about to go on. Mm-hmm. And also with Remarkable, I think her situation is kind of taking a weird type of turn.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about that because I have a specific reason or idea why I think that's happening. But overall, dope episode. It didn't feel like it was a filler episode. It felt like it was a full meat and potatoes episode. So I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Come on, meat and potatoes. Yeah, I mean, I really like this episode. I thought it was great. It showed us a little bit more about Bow Wow and his situation and how he really truly feels about Drea Kelly. I was like, ooh, Bow Wow, like,
I can't wait to talk about that.
Oh, my gosh. I know. And then just remarkable. It was nice to see her mom and her mom trying to connect. So I really like this episode.
Yeah, it was dope.
It was definitely dope. All right, so let's get into it here. So Brandon's lies are exposed. We catch up with Brandon and how Waka wants to really put the paws on him. He's ready to fight because he knows that Brandon is lying. Brandon just does not help himself. He said, Waka, you know, I have the email because Waka asked him for an email. Like, okay, you know, if this is government official things, there should be an email. So Brandon shows him what he thinks is an email. And Waka goes through his phone and finds out Brandon's really been ordering his stuff, his firefighter stuff, from Amazon. Sees all the receipts. The email is not stamped as a government email. I mean, it's just lie after lie, but Brandon keeps on going. Are we shocked that Brandon didn't, like, cave in to this lie? Like, just say, I'm done. You guys caught me.
I'm not shocked because I wouldn't put nothing past him. But one question I want to ask first is I wonder how long Waka had Brandon's phone. Because it's like, he showed him the email. Then it's like, literally 4 seconds later, he's already in his Amazon purchases. So how did he get from the email to the Amazon purchases?
That's true.
So I'm wondering, like, if maybe there was some stuff set up. I don't know. Who am I, right? Who am I? But Brandon, I'm not surprised because, first of all, Mans is a little bit off. Like, it was just something off about him. And the fact that he didn't come clean, it's like, what's so big that you're trying to hide that you can't just be like, yeah, you know what? Like, mm-hmm. I did lie, but here's why. And if it's something big and if it's actually worth it, then he should have no issue coming clean. I know he's going to feel embarrassed, but he should already feel embarrassed.
Right.
So
definitely.
It shouldn't even be about that. It should be about, okay, how can I make my name as clean as possible? Plus, he's on TV.
You know, I don't know what's going on with Brandon. Then he tried to say to Tammy, because Tammy took him to the side and said that he was depressed. And this might kick his depression in. And everybody's kind of like, oh, all of a sudden now you're depressed? Like, you never brought this up before. So now they're feeling like he's just kind of just throwing bones out there to see which one will be picked up. Like, Brandon, you need to get it together. Because if, you know, if you truly are depressed and have this thing going on, you know, we do feel sorry for you. But all of a sudden, out of the blue, you just throw this out. So
it kind of worked, though, because Tammy was actually compassionate towards Brandon, and she's over there crying like, oh, I know I shouldn't be, but I feel a little bit bad for him. And it's like it worked. He was trying to do kind of worked. But I just think it's sad right now. Like, what is so, because the thing is, we still don't know exactly what the truth is. And I think they're going to hold that truth from us as long as they can.
Yes.
But come on, it has to be something. Like, it better not, we better not make it through the next like 4 or 5 episodes and find out it was the dumbest thing ever.
Right?
Because then I'm going to want to fight Brandon.
Oh my gosh. You flying to Atlanta?
He gonna come to LA.
He gonna come to LA just to fight you.
Actually, Brandon, you know what? No violence. Just please come sit down, talk with us. Let us know what's going on. Tell us the truth, Brandon. We just want to talk. We want to see what's going on.
Exactly. We just want to hear your side. What you got? But I just don't know. I mean, even Tammy was kind of just like, when she was talking to her mom at the store, she was like, Mom, like, he's just a liar. If I was him, I would have just given up and said, I'm done. I'm through. Like, throw my hands up. But he was just going on and on. And it's like, poor, like, dead poor, the rest mm-hmm. of the family. And Waka wasn't having it. Waka said, my face starts to twitch. That means I got to go.
Yeah.
Waka was heated.
He was. And see, he didn't lay the paws on Brandon. They be trying to hype us up, making us think it's about to be Royal Rumble or something. But it's not, man. First of all, I can't picture Brandon in any type of physical altercation.
Me neither.
But that's why I like how Waka said, like, he just need to get scooped one good time to see how it feels. But again, no violence, though.
Oh, my God.
But no, I think Deb, she just didn't know what to do. Or, like, not, she didn't know what to think. Because, if anything, she was just so hurt. Because the thing about her is her own love blinds her. Mm-hmm. So, like, what do you do? Like, obviously, he did her wrong. But in a sense, she kind of set herself up and did herself wrong. Because her trying to be such a good person, and just in general being a good person in life, a lot of good people end up getting hurt and manipulated mm-hmm. the most, because their kindness is taken for weakness, or at the very least is taken for granted. So I always feel for people like Deb, and hopefully she learns from her mistakes, because it seems like she kind of does these things a lot for different people.
Exactly. I'm hoping she learns from this. I mean, but still towards the end, Deb was like, I don't know if I still believe him. I don't think he's a liar. And everybody was like, Deb, like, what? What are you thinking? Like, what else do you want from him? So I'm kind of wondering, like, where their relationship stands now. I mean, of course, she said she was done on the episode, but who knows behind closed doors if Brandon was able to sneak his way back into the house. You know,
I hope not. If you're going, if something like this is going to be made public and put on TV, you need to apologize publicly. If you disrespect somebody publicly, you should apologize publicly. Simple as that. So even if he did make it right behind the cameras, he better be back on here next season. If he doesn't clear it up this season, he better be back next season and clear it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing we want cleared up is just, one thing we don't want cleared up is the love that we have for you guys out there. Of course, our After Buzzers. Byron, let them know how much we love them.
First off, we love you an exponential amount. And for us to continue to show you this love through the cameras, we just ask a few simple things. First of all, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It helps us grow as hosts, and it helps us to continue to do these after shows. Also, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. We're also on Spotify. Give us a thumbs up and also leave us a comment. We read those. We're going to get into some soon. And just so you know, man, we really do read them. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all. And thank y'all for helping us to remain the ESPN of TV Talk.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So let's go on to now to Bow Wow and this whole situation that Bow Wow has. So Bow Wow has some warning signs with Corey because she's a little bit crazy, but he kind of should already know that because she did say she does get a little bit crazy. So here we are with Bow Wow and He's out hanging out with his boys at his apartment. All of a sudden, here comes Corey with the suitcase, ready to make some tacos.
Can we pause real quick? Suitcase. A whole suitcase.
Continue. Whole suitcase, like she was just going to the Bahamas. But who knows? So she is rolling in her bags.
She was going to the Bahamas. Go ahead, Howard. I'm sorry.
Good night, Byron.
I can't breathe.
Oh, Lord. Somebody put Byron to bed. Okay.
Go ahead.
So we're going to disconnect Byron's mic, and then we'll let him know when he's ready to come back on air.
Please leave a comment, man. That was funny to me.
So here comes Corey rolling along.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing. It's not funny. Stop laughing, y'all. You're making me laugh. Stop.
Here comes Corey rolling along with her suitcase. And she's like, listen, this is my kitchen. She knows where everything is. She knows where the shot glasses are. She knows where the taco meat is. And she said, I'm going to make y'all some tacos. But before I do, let's take a shot. And as they're getting ready to take a shot, Bow Wow's friend says, you know we had some hoes over. Because Corey just wants to know who's been over at the house, her house, pretty much. And he said, we have some hoes. So she said, let me find out there's some hoes over here, Bow. Let me find out. Well, Bow Wow kept his mouth closed and they took them shots. But Corey is all types of crazy.
She is not playing no games. This ain't a PlayStation. This ain't an Xbox. It's not a damn GameCube. She's not playing no games. And first of all, that baby word got to go. Why are they calling each other baby all the time?
She moved in.
Our house, our fridge, what are we eating? Like, what? Mm-hmm. Like, where did that come from? Especially when they both, like, last episode, and I think even the one before, they were saying, we're not going to move too fast. We don't want none of this extra stuff. We just going to go with the flow. She flowed right up in there with that suitcase.
Exactly. She was in there. She said, move over. She wants to sit on the couch. She said, baby, we need some dishes in the house.
We
need some dishes. Clearly, warning signs. Even BT was like, Bow Wow, you in a whole relationship. Like, this girl is over here, like, running you. Bow still thinks he's not in a relationship.
He's in denial.
He's definitely in denial.
Oh, that's the first sign.
Bow Wow, you in a full-blown relationship with this girl. She's coming over here, staying for multiple days, in your kitchen cooking. He couldn't remember the last time he had a girl in his kitchen cooking until Pimpin' was like, you dated a chef. She was in your kitchen all the time.
Yeah.
Just a mess. But Bow, get it together.
And he was drunk, too, so that didn't help. You know, when Bow Wow get drunk, he be on one.
He sure does.
So, like, I feel like all his decision-making was just clouded. All his judgment was clouded by the alcohol and by them cakes.
Well.
Because you saw how he said, I want to stick my whole face up in there and everything. So he was definitely distracted. Midst of them talking to him, like, Bow, you in a relationship, all this. He's like, man, I just want to put my face in. Bow Wow be on one.
He sure do.
And then he's saying, like, this is different. This ain't the same. This ain't like the last one. It's like, this is very similar to the last one,
very
Bow Wow.
Very similar. I think him and Kiyomi moved pretty quickly. I'm almost pretty sure they would just jumped right into relationship. Looks like the same thing with him and Corey. Moving on up quickly. And it's like, Bow Wow, you said you wanted to be single. You wanted to take your time. This ain't it.
He don't know how to be single, or maybe he don't know how to be single the right way. Like, he's first off, he's a rapper, so why do you have to give your whole self to all these women? Like, the thing is, if he really, and I'm not condoning it, I'm just saying, for the position he's in, if you want to live this lifestyle, why don't you just get what you want for whatever particular night it is, and then let it go? Why do you have to, like, try to finesse your way in and, like, all this? You can just walk up and say, I'm Bow Wow. Or, like, the fact that he sent BT over to grab her when they first met in the club the first time. He sent BT, and she came right on over. So he didn't have to do too much from there. Mm-hmm. So I don't know why he's entertaining all this kind of stuff. I just want to move slow. Just say, I don't want a relationship. I just want to have fun. I'm having a hot boy summer.
Exactly.
Why couldn't he just be truthful? He's a rapper, a rich rapper. He's been in the game forever. He's been with every female in the game. There's nothing that he has to prove. There's nothing he got to say. All he got to do is be truthful. Like I keep saying, please, please, please be truthful. But he can't do that.
Definitely can't do that. Maybe that's just something with him, like, internally. Like, maybe he's been through a lot, or maybe he's just, I don't know. It keeps him out of his dark spot. Like, he used to say he goes to a dark space, so maybe this helps. But you jumping from girl to girl is not going to help you or heal you. Like, it's just going to keep making you worse.
I don't know, man. He could just have, like, just a bunch of females around him and not have to be... I just don't get where the disconnect is from. Like, why is he in this situation?
Right.
That's what I'm wondering. Like, why are you in this situation? Why can't you just have fun like I feel like you've been doing? Like, before Kaomi.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just have fun. Like, live your rich rapper lifestyle. Because he's the one saying, like, I can't change. This is who I am. So, if that's who you are, then be that person. You don't have to be putting yourself in situations that end up hurting you more so than anybody in the long run.
Right.
So, you know.
We gonna see how this one turns out with Bow Wow, because it's just a hot mess. I mean, he moves on from there and he goes to meet with his mother, and they talk about Drea Kelly, which was completely left field, because Bow Wow pretty much just dissed Drea Kelly and said, I don't want to be around her because of all the thing that's going on with R. Kelly. And it's like, you can't really hold Drea at fault for what's going on with R. Kelly and then do all these cheap shots talking about, oh, well, how much did she pay to be on Surviving R. Kelly? Or how much did she pay him? It's like, Bow Wow, you didn't even know the situation. And this is your mother's friend. So at least have a little bit of a heart and, you know, a little compassion for what this woman has gone through.
No, like, it's beyond that. It's beyond that. It's not even, like, so you're right about that. But let's go to the fact of the matter that, first of all, he's being hypocritical.
Right.
Because he's like, I don't want to be around her because of what's surrounding her in the media. But what's surrounding you in the media right now?
Exactly.
If anything, she could say, I don't want to be around him because he reminds me of what's surrounding me in the media.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the same situation that you're judging her for is the same situation that you're dealing with your ex-boo. And now you're trying to move on with another girl and you're in another situation that's similar to that one, or at least it's leading to be that way.
Right.
That hypocritical mess got to go, for real.
It got to go, Bow. I don't understand, but he pretty much said he just didn't want to be around her. So then, here she is, Drea Kelly, not knowing anything, shows up to Bow Wow's do-rag party, because you know you got a do-rag line.
Why wasn't nobody wearing a do-rag, though? I wanted to see the brat come in with a do-rag and everybody just wear the...
That would have been a nice
thing. That would have been dope.
Or at least passing out the do-rags at the door, or, you can choose to wear it or not. Okay.
That would have been smooth.
That would have been nice. But here he is celebrating his do-rag party, and Drea Kelly comes in not knowing a thing. And, you know, Bow Wow's mom, Teresa's like, Bow, I want you to meet the lady who's going to help me twerk, you know, just being a joke, like, jokeful. And Bow goes in, like, oh, no, you too old to be twerking. You got a 32-year-old son. You don't need to twerk. Your time is over. And pretty much...
roasting her.
Roasting just his mom and Drea. Like, Drea's just
standing roasted everybody
there.
That night, too.
He was on one. I guess he already showed up pretty much buzzed because... He was letting everybody have it, which sucks. And I'm like, they didn't really even get to talk, Drea or Bow Wow. Like, they need to have a moment. I mean, clearly they're still at the party in next week's episode, so hopefully we'll see that. But I don't know.
He was roasting his mom, but I could catch the joke in it. And maybe they probably joke like that a lot. So she's used to Bow Wow. That's his mom. So
true.
She's seen the good and the bad and the ugly. So she's cool with it. So as far as that, I'm not really pressed about that because that's their relationship. But when he threw the shade on Kiyomi and was talking about, oh, yeah, Corey's ass is real. And I'm like, well, dang, I would have never thought that Kiyomi's wasn't real. But now you just put that out there.
Exactly.
He was throwing all types of shade.
Just a low ball shade. I'm like, ooh, what Kiyomi? I mean, we'll never know because she can't be on the show to defend herself, so...
Which is still unfair to me. I feel like she needs a platform.
Yeah, I already said... And you know, Kaomi, you can come here. You know AfterBuzz has room for you here.
Mm-hmm. You better answer them DMs.
Okay, answer them DMs, answer them emails, girl. Just where else she gonna go? Because I don't think Wendy's calling. Wendy ain't calling for this. Because Bow Wow and Wendy got into it, which, you know, that's a little bit news and gossip, but...
Ooh.
Yeah, so, Kaomi, come on through, girl.
Come through.
Mm-hmm. But, so, who knows what else is going to happen with Drea Kelly and Bow Wow. We'll save a little bit of that for our predictions, but...
Yeah.
I don't know. So, Bow Wow goes on to talk to Da Brat, and Da Brat is not feeling remarkable at all. I mean, Da Brat is still a little bit salty, I guess, with Remarkable, but at least Da Brat heard some good news because Deb finally tells her what she wants to hear, which is, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Deb says, I'm sorry I brought Drea Kelly in, you know, when they met up for lunch. I'm sorry that I brought Drea Kelly in. I should have talked to you first. Was supposed to move as one. And that's all Da Brat wanted. Just an apology and just like, we're a unit.
Mm-hmm.
But Da Brat's still not feeling remarkable pretty much and not really feeling Drea.
the remarkable thing, a couple reasons. First off, she said her music is trash.
Horrible.
So she's not feeling the music. But here's the thing that we may not really catch on to. The reason why she's even more questionable about Remarkable now is because of Brandon and his name. Mm-hmm. So what I learned from this episode is when you associate with somebody who's known to be a liar, a pathological liar at that, right, it automatically makes you look guilty by association. Mm-hmm. So that's why the brat was saying, well, remember, Remarkable was brought in by Brandon. So automatically that puts an asterisk next to her name. It's like, okay, what does she think about us? What does she think about this process? What has Brandon told her? What is her motives? Mm-hmm. And it's sad because earlier in the episode, Remarkable talked to her mom and her mom is questioning everybody else's motives.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where they're both kind of questioning each other, not knowing that both sides are actually being genuine. And the common denominator is Brandon being the one that actually linked both sides together. Mm-hmm. So because he's the weak link or the sour patch kid or whatever you want to call him, because of him, it kind of taints the whole bunch.
Right. Right. That's right, Byron. But I don't know. I'm just like, I want them each to give each other, a fair shot. Because Remarkable already said that she looks up to DeBrat. So there should be some type of like, okay, I look up to her. You know, she's one of my artists, or not one of my artists, but one of my favorite artists to look up to. Maybe she can go into this with an open mind. But Remarkable saying like she doesn't really want to audition. And it just seems like maybe she doesn't want the coaching. Maybe she doesn't want to be trained. I don't know. I say still just do the boot camp, even though she spoke to her mom. It still would be a great experience because you are working with, you know, a top-selling female rap artist, something you're going to strive to be. And with Miss Deb, who's worked with almost everybody in the industry for as far as hip-hop. So maybe you should get in there and just see what it's about. Audition.
I agree.
Like, you still have to audition for us, the people. Yeah. We have to still see if we're going to like your music, just, you know, nationwide. Like, it's still like auditioning. You got to play your tracks for different crowds and you're always auditioning.
Well, just to go back, did you like what you heard from Remarkable? Like, you personally, on a scale of, should I do a scale? All right, I'm just going to ask yes or no, because I don't want you to give a scale. how satisfied were you with what you heard from Remarkable? Was she remarkable?
She was remarkable. I liked it. I was personally feeling it. I thought it was great. I think it has great potential. Like, I thought it was, you know, great then, but I can still see it going even further, higher.
Okay. Would you buy her album right now if she dropped it?
I don't think I would buy the album right now.
Okay.
I think maybe after the boot camp, a little bit of artist development, then I'd probably get that.
But you see the potential, though.
I see the potential. I would get the mixtape.
I do, too, just because of her voice. I think she has a very unique voice. Mm-hmm. She has, like, this raspiness, which always sounds good from, like, the Macy Grays and people like that. So I think that she does have something special there. And like you said, just with more development, more hard work, and just being around the right people. I think her even being around other great artists, like the boot camp is one thing, mm-hmm, but once you make it through the boot camp, you should really strive to be around artists who are literally at the top of the game. And even though she's not trying to use her father's name, it does hold weight still. So that's going to help her be around people that she typically wouldn't be around, mm-hmm, at her current level. At her current skill level. So I would say just get around people who are truly great. So stay around people like the Brett and people who are actually doing it. And I, mm-hmm, think that's what's going to help her more than anything. The boot camp is a start. But from there, you got to shoot for the stars.
Exactly. And the Brett and Deb can probably get you even closer to the stars.
Exactly.
At least get you on the spaceship.
It's a process. So trust the process.
Trust it, girl. And then something else needs to be trusted, I would say, Deb, she's having a hard time trusting. So she also let Brat know that she just doesn't trust Brandon anymore, which, you know, she has every right to. And she doesn't trust just being in the situation. She's glad that she didn't show so much emotion at the time that they were at the table, letting everybody know, the whole family, because if she would have showed emotion, Waka would have jumped on Brandon like that in a heartbeat. So Deb is pretty much getting around to it. She's not going to mother people too much.
Yeah. She's learned her lesson.
Mm-hmm. She sure did. Sure did. Well, Byron, was there anything else you wanted to touch on before we move on?
Yeah, since we're talking about Deb, man, one thing I really loved seeing was her true, genuine smile when all her sons came up and hugged her and everything. Oh, Did you see how real that smile was? Mm-hmm. I don't think I ever saw her smile that big.
Yeah.
At least not this season. So that was dope to see. And then also, since I just mentioned her kids, going back to the first, when they were sitting at the table with Brandon and it was walking, he got up. Uh-huh. you know somebody is serious when they take off their mic. So when Walker walked away, he took off his mic, and I'm like, oh yeah, he's serious now. Like, he really just don't want to, he don't want no part to this no more. Because a lot of times people pretend, they're like, oh, get this mic off me, or I'm out of here, and they just walk away, and you can hear everything they say a block away because they keep the mic on, and it's like, obviously you don't care if we hear what you're saying right now. Right. But Walker's like, nah, bro. Took that mic right off.
Okay, Walker wasn't having it. And I also thought Ayana was serious when she was like, I genuinely just don't want to be around him.
Are you sure?
She was crying at the table.
I believe. First off, I love you, Ayana. I believe it. But it could be the way it was edited, too, because they cut things a certain way, too. Mm-hmm. So the way that it was cut, I'm not going to say the way it was, because I don't know how it was. But the way it was cut, for me, I felt like she was thinking, like, oh, this is a perfect opportunity for me to, because they're already exiling him. Like, he's already getting up out of there. They're, like, just in shock. Like, man, why would he still be lying? So I feel like the way it was cut, it made it seem like she's like, oh, this is my perfect opportunity. Yeah, yeah, I'm with you guys. I don't trust him. Get him away. Get the evil man away. It's like, nah, bro. I really feel like it was just super opportunistic, like, for her to start crying right then and there. She sat through the whole thing, watched everything. But then once everybody was finally against him, I don't trust him. Get him away. It's like, really?
I felt that.
It could be the way it was edited. So I'm not, like, you know, the time frame is different.
Maybe.
I don't know, man. But I just felt like it was perfect timing for her to just start breaking down and crying. After that whole fiasco, that was the perfect time.
Oh, my gosh. Guess it was the perfect time. Well, it is the perfect time to move on to our special segment, Glowing Up Fashion. It's where we choose is, you know, just glowing up in the whole episode, pretty much. Everything from fashion, makeup, vibes. So let's start off with you, Byron. Who did you pick?
All right. So I chose the magnificent Tammy. Just for the fact that she was literally, like, we call this glowing up fashion. Mm-hmm. She was glowing throughout this whole show. Like, if you look at this picture right now, and if you're listening online, it's from her just in the confessional room, I guess, where she has her hair slicked down and everything. She has her earrings that look like they have the balls, like the globes on them. And she's wearing, it looks like a navy blue either dress or garment. And it looks very, very nice. She has the blue eyeshadow with the pink mixed in there. She has a nice pink rosy lips, and she looks very good, and she maintained her glow the whole episode. She just seemed so at peace, and I think that's what it was. I could see the peace in her spirit, and that's why she's my glowing up fashion.
I know. She looked good. This was a good episode for her.
That's a beautiful picture.
Yes. So I chose Debrat because I love me some Debrat, and she is just in her regular cheetah print head wrap, these big sunglasses, which I really think she should do a sunglasses line if she doesn't already have one. I don't think she does, but she needs to get one because she's always in sunglasses. And then the jacket, she's just too cool for school and wearing the hoops. I love this look on Debrat. At first, she had her ponytails, the signature ponytails down, but then she put them up in a bun. I thought it was cute. You know, just so brat, so hip-hop, just so, you know? Yeah. Loving that.
She did that.
So we want to move on and, you know, just give some fan shout-outs. Of course, we love you guys for watching us week after week and putting that thumbs up on our YouTube page. And we decided to just shout you guys out. So, Byron, let us know who we shouting out tonight.
Yes. So the first one I'm going to read, I'm going to read a few of them. So the first one I'm going to read is from Sharon Powell. So remember last week I said that I feel like Bow Wow is a player, so I can't even hate. Well, she said Bow Wow is a toy, capital T-O-Y, okay. Not a player. Everybody knows you have to be this tall to ride this ride. Is that really how you feel, Sharon? Just going to play a little Bow Wow like that? It's all good. So Rakita Dobie, we love you. Thanks for being an OG. Thanks for tuning in every single week. We're going to shout you out every single time, man. Yeah. She said, I feel like the producers held Remarkable up on purpose. How convenient was it that she came around the corner right after Chevy told the producers he's leaving? I actually left a comment. I replied to that. I said, I totally agree. I felt the same way when I watched it. How'd you feel, Howard?
I definitely, you know, I didn't think about that until now. So when she said something, so yeah.
When I was watching, I'm like, oh, so right when he walked out, that's when she's like, really, y'all? Okay. Mm-hmm. You know, they gotta create a little something. But it's all good. We like it anyways. So Miss E Breezy 1 said the problem is she didn't communicate and she was unapologetic, which is my whole entire point. Just going back. Like, she should have just apologized and been like real about it. But she tried to do all that. But baby, let's go eat. I'm hungry. Like, nah, bruh. I could have been ate already.
Yeah.
You held it up talking about some, I got dressed for nothing. I got cute for nothing. It's like, no, you got cute to be 45 minutes late.
Mm-hmm.
But again, who am I, right?
And now she having these problems. We're going to have to see what happens with them.
And now she having these problems. But yeah, y'all, as you see, we love the comments. We read the comments. So please continue to leave comments. Leave comments right now. We're going to read them for you.
Yes, definitely. Now let's get into our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So we want to wish a happy belated birthday to Tammy. Hey. Looks like she went on a nice little vacation, and she posted on her Instagram, her social media, as long as I'm by the ocean, I'm happy. Thank you, Father, for another year. So she's grateful, she's blessed, and she's humbled. Hashtag. Mm. So, you know, she was out there just doing it. Doesn't look like Walker was around, so she might have went on a girl's trip. But, you know, Walker, he's probably keeping around the corner somewhere. But, yes, happy belated, Tammy. Next up is a picture of Growing Up Hip Hop LA. Sorry, not Atlanta. LA. They are filming again, and it looks like Brie is there, Damon Dash is there, and another person is there who we don't know just yet, but they are currently filming. You know, New York is coming on later on this month, August, and probably LA will be right after that. I would say December. But yeah, it looks like a good time. So that's pretty much our two pictures. I forgot to put in a picture of how Bow Wow posted a picture of Wendy Williams saying a hot girl summer. And it was, you know, an unflattering picture of Wendy on the beach in her bikini. And Wendy just responded back and said, Bow Wow is nothing to me. Like, it was very quick. Bow Wow, she said she's not even thinking about Bow Wow.
Mm.
After Wendy said some remarks about Bow Wow on the show, because he did call Sierra the B word, said, I had this B first in the club. Right. Wendy has something to say. Bow Wow said, hot girl summer, ? And Wendy was like, I ain't even thinking about you.
Ain't it funny? Because Bow Wow, I think he had a song with Chris Brown called I Ain't Think About You. So she threw that low, she threw double shade at him.
Double shade.
With one bar.
So, I mean, we'll see what Bow Wow does in to come, like, I guess into the future.
The most.
The most. And speaking about the future, let's do predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV
predictions.
So this is where we have to predict what we will see in the next episode, maybe in the season, you know, to come. It looks like a juicy one. We see Ayana finds out a little bit more about Corey's future, or her past, sorry, and how she was locked up.
Yep.
So I definitely think she's going to take this information to Bow Wow, because Bow Wow probably doesn't know. As soon as she takes it to him, he's going to address it to Corey, but I don't think he's going to let her go. It's just going to be an address, maybe a little small argument, but she's going to still be staying at the house with her garment bag. Definitely.
I totally agree. I think that they're going to see that she had a past. He's going to bring it up, and then they're going to get past that, and then they're going to move on, and then it's just going to go all downhill from there.
Yeah.
It's already going downhill. I can already see it. It's a crash. It's a crash course right now that they're on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's sad to see. Actually, it's not even that sad no more, because it's like, he should know by now. He should know better. Especially mm-hmm. when your homies, your main homies are really telling you, while she's there, that she's in the apartment, they're in the apartment, y'all drinking, they like, yo, for real, this is what it is. You're like, no. How are you going to cover up for a girl like that when you don't even know her like that?
Exactly. A mess.
Meanwhile, her suitcases just got escorted to your bedroom, and you're like, nah, she don't think that.
Exactly.
Like, are you serious?
And had enough nerve to be using. I'm guessing London is the assistant, because she was like, take my bags, London, and he took it. So just had enough nerve to be using the assistant? Like, girl, London's not on your payroll. No.
One quick question. Where did she come from? So, like, she obviously she's planning to stay there for some amount of time, even if it's just a few days, but, like, she got a house, right?
Yeah, she probably stays somewhere. But, you know, when you're in a relationship, it's better to stay at the other person's house. Like, they may stay at your house for a week. So, you know, you never know. Maybe she stays with her parents, so she's like, oh, I can stay with my man for a little bit.
I just feel like in any relationship, that's, like, kind of quick, though, to just, like, move in. Like, having a whole other human just living with you.
Yeah, that is definitely. But I don't think she's, like, moved in. I mean, yes, the bag was huge, but I think she's probably staying there a week, coming home on the weekends.
She's on a trial membership right now.
I guess, yeah.
Got it. She's on that 1 week membership.
Oh my gosh. Let us know in the comments down below. Do you think Corey's moved in all the way, or was she just visiting for a few weeks? Also, wish Tammy a happy birthday on her page. Let her know that the AfterBuzz TV family sent you. If you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us those 5 stars like Byron had already told you. And leave those comments there so we can look at them. If you're listening to us on Spotify, hey, what's up? You know, how y'all doing? If you listen to us on SoundCloud, we appreciate you there too. I am one of your hosts. I am one of your hosts here, Howard the Third. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. I also do another show on our sister channel, Black Hollywood Live, on Sundays at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, called Back to Reality, where I get a little bit more shady. And we have some guests coming up in a few weeks, so make sure you catch me out there. Byron.
Yes, Byron. You can find me everywhere online at Hero from the 90s. You can also catch me on Sundays at 5 p.m. for the All That After Show. I keep saying All That is back, and it is all that in a bag of chips. So catch me there.
All right. You can catch us here next Thursday hanging out with you guys. See you later. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.